Hello, hello. Welcome to the Thirsty Nerds Podcast.
I feel like it's been a minute.
It has been a minute since I've seen you guys. Oh, man. I'm glad to be back in this room. If this is your first time tuning in, thank you. If this is your last time tuning in, thank you as well. What we like to do here is talk about everything from the world of comics, films, and video games.
Yeah.
I am Jamal. You can call me Sumo. Although when you do that, put a little bit more respect on it these days.
My boys out there filming. Throwing these guys out of here.
Right. Exactly.
Throwing and getting there. Thrown.
Went down there to Hot Salina, Texas.
What is the organization called?
It was called
Motown Throwdown.
It was the Rollertown Beer Works shop, and it was hosted by. It was a collab with him and the Dallas Sumo Club. Shout out to all the sumo clubs and all the amazing people I met down there this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, I met so much strong people. Team East, of course. It was really, really, really fun, and. I want to put
some pictures.
Yeah, shout out to everybody down there. That was the first time I watched sumo wrestling because of my boy. And you know what? I was kind of interested.
Yeah. Listen,
don't worry.
I'll say it again. It's not a solo venture no more, bro. Like, hey.
I got you.
The sumo belt's about to come on. What you talking about?
The pros are about to start.
We're showing out like like when it comes out, it's just surrounded by a posse.
That's right.
We're going to have the same jacket.
Towels.
We don't do shit. But we should have the towels.
He ain't got to stand up. We'll carry him.
Exactly.
You guys honor me. I am joined here by my wonderful friends, my brothers.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Please introduce yourselves.
This is Stooge Prime.
I am King.
What up, everybody? I'm Just One. And we are here drinking Ripped Right from One Well Brewing in Kalamazoo.
Ripped Right?
Yeah. It's Hazy IPA, New England style IPA. This is actually really good and really nice on a hot day like this, man. God, thank God we're trying to get into good weather. I know my man over here is going to hate it, but
yes.
I ate breakfast outside, yo.
Exactly.
Yo, that's
like,
where it is.
It feels nice to know that I can actually go outside and enjoy it for once.
Except
suffer a little bit.
Except now I notice that I got to cut the grass.
Yeah, the only problem, and I get, and I think I understand where you're coming from. Like, it's that I've moved to my new place, and I'm seeing the flies in there. They are fucking huge.
I thought they were
bees. Like, they were like this fucking
thing. You had to fist fight some of those bitches.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, oh shit.
They punch back.
Yeah, they do. They hit you in the fucking side of the head.
The worst is when you just hear them and you can't find them.
Exactly.
I know they're in there.
What you gotta do is you go into your living room.
Hey, we're not opening up. We're talking about how to get rid of flies.
Listen. What? You go into the living room and you seal off that little hallway you got and you 1v1 that motherfucker, all right? All right, you work on your shadow boxing.
You shall not pass.
Oh my God! Try to catch him here.
You should not have to siege a fucking fly in your home.
Listen, man,
but this is the age that we're in.
Yes, we are.
And man, yeah, man, we saw you sumo wrestle, which, by the way, you did fantastic.
Yes, thank you.
Well, so, I love how surprised they were about you. It's like what is he gonna? Man, I mean, sumo's gonna give him his best, but you know, I mean, we know what to expect. Like, oh, whoa.
Yo,
holy shit!
I have not listened to the commentary yet. I'm trying to still be a humble human being and not act like an anime character.
You should anime out.
You get one life. Fuck it.
Exactly.
Ball out, bro.
You are the main character.
Don't worry, we're getting there. We're getting there. That arc is coming. I promise.
My main.
It's in the pipeline now.
That's beautiful.
Exactly.
But yeah, guys.
Much respect to all those competitors.
Oh,
much
dude.
Respect to all of them.
Everybody, so awesome, so brave, so
much
lovely.
Heart.
Oh man.
So, well, how have you been in Clarence?
Yeah, me, you know, I'm striving, surviving. That's about it. You know, I ain't trying to bring it down. We come on hard times over here. Job got laid off, so.
Ah, shit. Well.
Man, shit.
Bright times are coming, man. How about you, Chris? Uh-oh.
Another one.
What? You know
another
what?
One. You see how I didn't bring the room down? We just kept it pushing.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
So, like,
no, it's funny, though. Because I know this one, too, from.
Okay, things are going good. I'm back to my writing and stuff like that. I'm working my little script and everything. I got a new, Sumo has inspired me to finally go to actually get into something competitive and stuff. Like, I want that. I want that. I want a taste of that. And I don't know where it would go. Maybe I'll just go to one competition and I'll be done. But I just want to try my best. And that's, I'm actually going to try my best to enter the world of Smash a little bit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm hopefully going to be known as the cleanest Smash player because I refuse. I refuse to be anything less.
Whenever you want to run.
Oh, no.
You're
my first challenge. And when I'm ready, I'm coming.
All right.
I'm coming for you.
Just from, I got the strongest option select in the game. You ready for it? I can tell you it right now. I don't play that game.
Yeah, but you're pretty naturally skilled. So
whenever you want to play. Whenever.
Oh, definitely. Oh, yeah. And now I'm also laid off. So here you go.
There it is. Hey, bro, we got time. Just like a Smash player. No job, no time.
Y'all definitely going to stink by the next episode.
Yeah.
Y'all definitely going to stink.
What about you, Hutto?
Actually, funny, that same day that you were sumo wrestling, we ended up going to Chicago to participate in the MS Walk, which was fun, although it was fucking raining.
It was like scheduled every weekend. It was rain for 2-3 weeks.
It was terrible. So we're out there walking in the rain, but it was fun. Then ended up taking my first trip to Chinatown.
Wait, seriously?
Oh man,
how'd you like it?
Dog, I found this fucking bakery with pulled pork buns. I've been dreaming about them motherfuckers for a week.
You get chub? Dude, the first time I got one, I'm not gonna lie, I got a little chub.
I had known about this place from like either YouTube or TV. So as soon as I saw it from the peripheral, I was like, I gotta go there.
Exactly.
Did they stare at you?
No, it was full. It was fucking packed.
Mm, they didn't have enough time.
There was a line, but I feel like that's the type of spot when you go there in the summer and it's like out the door.
I get why they stare. They're just, watching the wares and everything. I get it. Because I'm probably the only guy in there. But when I go to like random stores in Chinatown, I look at them, they look at me. They look
it's like being,
fucking handsome. That's why.
Yeah.
Oh. They're looking at you. You're fucking 6'1".
You're right.
What?
A basketball player.
They're looking up. All right? They're hungry. That's what it is.
Oh, before I forget, you said things we got going on. Memorial Day weekend. If you want to come by Combo Breaker, come by Combo Breaker. You'll see me whipping popcorn up for you.
Oh, is that in that Memorial Day weekend?
Yes, Memorial Day weekend.
Right.
Okay. What?
I'm not competing.
Oh,
I'm throwing down popcorn and playing casuals.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool. I mean, that's still cool.
Are you gonna be working the popcorn stand with your buddy?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. That's what's up.
Where's Combo Breaker?
Where is Combo Breaker? That's a good question.
He will send that to you.
Google Combo Breaker and the Google.
I will find out.
Will provide.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's in Rosemont. Isn't it? Somewhere like that. We got a couple things to talk about today, so let's get right into it. Let's talk about the biggest one, Writer's Strike.
Hey, listen, man. Listen, the content is about to get really stale.
Yeah, if any of you remember out there, like, especially if you're old heads like us,
so if you didn't know,
like,
this happened before.
We've experienced this in that period between like 2007 and like 2010.
Yeah,
it was some hard fucking time.
It was tough being out here.
Real bad.
Yeah,
we was in the trenches, man.
We lost some great shows.
My God, there were so many shows that went to the fucking gallows because there was nothing. Like the studio's like, we can't do anything to you. Sorry, we can't do anything for you.
There's nothing we could do. They're us, right? Sorry.
We lost Peter Petrelli. Yeah.
he time traveled.
Oh my God! Someone thought it was a good idea to get rid of his powers one season and stuff.
But we brainwashed a shapeshifter to think that he was somebody's brother.
Oh yeah, remember that?
This is what happens when you don't pay the skilled people to do what they're skilled at.
Exactly. Right.
What do you mean pay them? We got AI, bro.
That's right.
They just need a break from time to time and some more money. That's all.
This is a trend every 15 years. Most of it is what you've heard before. People are getting underpaid. People wanting more. And then with that is also the whole, not only with AI, but with the streaming. Like, they're not getting as much money at all from the streaming stuff. Like, the contracts are trash.
Right.
Like, usually if you write something for like TV, you get like royalties. There's like a lot of money around that. Streaming, no, nothing. That's like that. It's like a one-time thing. They treat them like freelancers.
Yeah, I heard somebody get a check for like $23 or some shit. Yep. Like, just really trashy shit.
Insane.
It's forcing them. You know what? Nah, I see why.
Yeah.
We're getting what
we deserve this.
Because it's like when you watch when the Matrix, we call it the Matrix. The Matrix just oozes on some shit. Man, the last four seasons of Stranger Things felt that, man. I would be twisting this shit up if I was getting $23 trying to essentially tie everything together for fucking years.
Exactly.
Just for like a lack of money.
One of the things that people even buy the streaming service for, and I'm only getting $23 for building your platform.
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah. Most extra hours for nothing.
Like, a lot of people have in their head that like these like writers live extravagant lives because they're writers on the biggest like movies and TV shows. No, they're just regular dudes and gals and whatever. Like
they get paid though.
They're eating grilled cheese sandwiches using the leftover bacon grease in their cups.
Yeah.
Like that's oddly specific.
It's hard out here, especially if you're trying to be where it is, like in LA and everything. It's fucking expensive. That cost of living.
Damn,
expensive.
LA? Did I say grilled cheese? Never mind.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry.
they can't afford bacon out there.
No.
It's just bread fried in the sunlight.
They wouldn't eat bacon. Ew.
You're right. Bread and tomatoes. That's all they can afford.
Exactly. Like, and they also are trying to, because no one has done it yet, they're trying to also bring in the conversation of AI to bring in some sort of like contract rules / like legislation to get some rules around this, because the companies can't help themselves. When they see profit, when they see they can cut costs and still get pretty much almost the same, not even the same product, but just enough. Yeah.
Who would have thought?
So like they wanted to do something to stop them so people can just keep their jobs instead of being thrown to the wayside or what have you.
Yeah.
So, and it's, yeah. So, and from what I've heard, like, just know, like, if you guys, so a lot of you have gone through this is the first time and everything, you're not going to see anything for like the next 6 months. You'll feel it the next 6 months. Because it takes a little bit.
Shit, I feel it now.
Yeah.
last four Fast and Furious movies, I feel it.
Oh, yeah.
I feel all
that's
that.
That crunch time.
Yeah, that's that. Just get it done.
I mean, Vin Diesel wrote those, so.
He didn't write.
He wrote those.
He doesn't write. So no,
he has
write
someone.
For him.
He has someone who uses his hand, and he stays behind the back. Like, all right, no, and then I do this.
Someone is Tyrese or Michelle Rodriguez.
Hold on. Somebody else got more screen time than me?
Or yeah, right.
Backspace.
Roll that back.
Let's cut it down to 2 minutes. And can we get Tyrese and Ludacris scenes together?
Keep them separate.
He's like, no, equal. Just double it up.
Just double up.
Put them together. We don't need to have two.
And I could be with Michelle. It's fine.
But not really. She's going to stay in the back behind me. She's kind of big.
She's not bigger than me.
She's kind of big. You need to get her back there. I know.
Some people are stepping up and saying that they are not going to continue their products until this writer's strike is resolved.
Yeah. Yes. One of them being the Blue Blade movie has halted pre-production.
Which will always have the best excuse if it's bad. Yo, bro, that writer's strike really did hit hard.
Oh, man, shit. I couldn't be in the office, bro, the writer's strike.
Another one that I was like, that I kind of found, it's not funny, but funny in context, the Stranger Things. Like, these kids are going to be 30 by the end.
Yo, they're going to have families.
Last season comes out.
It's crazy.
The time skip is mandatory now.
But I get it. I get it. This is the final season, quote unquote. You wouldn't want to fucking end up with a lost situation. Halt it and get it out right. I don't care if half of them got beards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or children.
And please just get rid of those goddamn shorts, please. Like, I'm tired.
That's the style at the time.
Don't care. It was bad then. It's bad now.
I'm just saying the same thing.
Jump in a TARDIS and go fix it.
Keep on the thighs. Well. Keep the thighs out.
I'm going to be saying the same thing in 20 years when we start seeing like shows with the
No, I'm going to say
the
that
big old pants.
It was always cool. No, it was always cool and it's cool now. They're wrong.
There we go.
All right. My era is the right era.
Wow. All right.
The best we are the best generation. All
but
right?
There are also a couple of people that are not going to stop working, and that is one of them being House of Dragon.
Fuck no.
You already know.
We need this season to come out next year.
That's scary.
No, it's not.
Listen, the AI is already writing this one.
That's what I'm saying. No, House of the Dragon, it's already there, bro. It's already there.
No, it's not. It's already good. There. I liked it. It was pretty good.
What's good about it? I would love to ask, what's good about it?
Who's your favorite character?
I like the elf from Lord of the Rings.
You mentioned another series when you're talking about how much you love Game of Thrones. That's wild.
Look, there's inspiration, and they borrowed it from him, and it's basically Legolas' son from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, sure. So the series is we were saying?
Look, it feeds me, it drip feeds me more Game of Thrones than I like it.
I actually do enjoy the series as well.
Yeah, it was definitely slow in the beginning, but it picked up at the end, and I appreciate
I think I'm more just sold on the rest of the story, and I'm waiting to see the actual dragon fights, and that's what's going to be.
Exactly.
Yeah, the first season is a stepping stone.
Second season, since the writing's bad, then second season is going to be nothing but dragon fights to distract us from the bad.
That's it. That's all I want.
Just like Jersey Shore, dude. I'm just there to see, like, how far are you going to go?
True.
Exactly. How far does this go?
You know,
I'm not invested.
It's high class.
But I'm going to watch it.
Like trash, and that's fine.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to get out. Like, as long as we know this is not high brain, this is just
like Tiger King.
You don't need, the robots can write this one right here.
No.
Carnage and blood.
I mean, like, somebody already did.
That's what I'm
just literally take the pages from the book.
True.
See?
I guess.
Look. I don't know. It's definitely going to be interesting how it affects them. How it's going to affect all the other shows. I don't think so far HBO hasn't canceled anything or pushed anything back. All the other stuff they announced for Max and everything. So we'll have to see.
I don't think
happens.
They can afford.
No, they can't.
This is really going to test streaming services. This is going to test it.
Yeah.
I hope
Tubi right now, all the shit's going to be AI.
Peacock rubbing his hands right
Peacock,
now.
Yeah.
Peacock's like, hey, boy, you remember, we here too. Y'all want to watch Twisted Metal?
I was just going to say, oh my God, is that going to be AI generated?
It is.
It is.
It already is.
I'm just happy for my boy Samoa Joe to get an acting role as the clown.
Sweet Tooth.
I'll be honest, I never played Twisted Metal.
I went over someone's friend's house and played it,
my
but
cousin
I never bought
had
it myself.
It, and I played a game, and they blew me up immediately. And I was like, "Fuck this! I'm going outside to the trampoline.
Fuck this and fuck you! I'm done."
Yeah,
this ain't Battle Tanks. I don't want to play this.
I know.
Yeah, this is dumb.
It was fun for like a little bit. I'm hard pressed to think there's anyone who's like hardcore fans for this. Like. And this teaser, like, so far there's only a teaser out. It looks,
like the game.
It
has all those things. It has guns, cars, clowns, guns. Yeah.
Anthony Mackie just seems like the most, like, that is the main character player. Like, I don't know what he's going to, like, do.
He's doing his job. I want him to be a new generation Sam Jackson. I want to see him every fucking where.
Yeah, I want
to take
that.
Every role.
And only be himself. Like, he is just him.
Yes.
He plays himself well. He could just be everywhere. He fits everywhere.
I want to see it.
Yeah.
I'm with it. Yeah.
But I don't know if I want to see this.
I don't. The one thing that's really stirring me away is that it's a series. It's not a movie. It's not a one and done. It's like, you want me to sit here for like 8 hours?
Yeah. I'm scared though.
There can't be enough substance. Like,
yeah. There's
not enough life.
I don't want a love story. I don't like it's a show about
the man loves his cars. There's a love story.
Then don't take it to this place.
The fact that it's coming out like as the writer strike is rolling out,
it's not a good sign.
It's just, you know, it didn't take a lot of writing. They got it done.
No,
they
went there, had fun. Dope. So like high octane with stupid action. I want it to be so good.
It's Peacock.
Like watching Power Rangers with cars. That's what I want. Power Rangers with cars. I want Power Rangers Turbo again.
I'm just really like, now that we're is official that we are entering the resurgence, the era of just nothing but video game movies. These are not one and dones, and they'll go away for 5 years. This is the next 10 years.
Yeah.
I was really hoping they would take an approach and maybe trickle out some projects here and there, some strong IPs from the video game world. Just let them know it's here. Just keep doing it. Just keep doing it. Be a little bit precise with it. But no, they said, "Hoo-wee." Yeah.
Guess who you have to blame for this? I blame Mario. I blame Nintendo.
Billions of dollars.
Because $1 billion and everyone's like, oh shit. Would you please hear that fucking production of Twisted Metal? We just have that property. We have Twisted Metal. Okay, let's throw it out. I thought that fucking poster looked AI generated. Like, I thought that was a fake poster for a long time when I saw it on Facebook. Because, you know, a lot of fake shit shows up on Facebook. I'm like, no, this is like, everyone's going to be pulling from, everyone's been sitting on their rights for like ever, and now they're about to like try to get some money on it.
Like, oh, let's this cash is the in. Time. Let's yeah, cash in.
Exactly. Because now we also, not with Twisted Metal, now we're another car video game movie. We got Gran Turismo.
Oh, man. I believe it. I love that channel.
I believe it.
You believe it?
I believe it.
Oh, boy. Yeah, this is the content. Yeah, the content for the next couple of years looks like this shit.
This looks like
Gran
this.
Turismo.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's based on a true story. I didn't even care enough to look
at the
true
story. Like, all right,
look, let the documentary movie be the documentary.
It's not a documentary.
It's the mockumentary.
It's the same thing when they had the Elton John thing. It's the same shit, all right? When they had the story of Elvis. It's just glorifying someone's journey. Let it happen. You're about to find out when you watch the movie.
Look, this is going to be about as accurate as Cocaine Bear was. Okay, yeah. Everyone's you know, it's like based on a true story about a fucking in the real life, the bear ate some cocaine and died, not freaked out and killed like 10 people. And
my favorite part. I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
My favorite part of the whole trailer was when he said, "Wait, I've raced this road 1,000 times."
Yeah,
and then the fucking car
came over him.
Sounds like you need to play some Gran Turismo with the wheel set up, bro.
I have. I learned something. I can't drive.
Yeah.
Not everyone has like fucking $3,000 to post on the whole like realistic fucking setup.
I've seen the whole heart like the old like what was it called? Like virtual on, like the pilot situation, the pilot station, the car moves with them when they turn and everything. They take it seriously.
Listen, video games do not, I'm sorry, go on.
Oh no, go ahead.
Video games do not translate to shit, okay? If video games meant anything that prepared us for the real world, I'd be great at saving money. When it comes to video games, I am great at saving money. GTA, I've always managed my money well. But in the real world, it's like, oh shit, $100 gone. I guess I have to.
Whether it be like, I could have saved this, or I really need to get rid of it. Like,
yeah.
One of the two. Yeah.
I guess I can't just steal cars and not spend gas money.
No.
Damn, that's crazy. Crazy. I can't keep doing that in every town. Wow.
You mean helicopters cost money? I just gotta jump into that bitch?
Ah, God. But yeah, this movie looks like.
It looks
fun.
It doesn't.
I feel like they're gonna.
This is an attempt, and if this movie succeeds,
this is the next Fast and the Furious.
We made it, bro. We made it. You're gonna start seeing. That's it. Like, we can make any video game movie about anything, and it'll be there.
Like,
be taken seriously.
Think about it. It starts as racing animosity, and then like somehow nuclear weapons are involved.
I mean, yeah,
and
of course, naturally.
Mm-hmm. This is
they can do it all again.
Didn't the Need for Speed movie already come out?
I think a while ago.
But they tried too hard.
But they're doing it again.
These are from rags to riches story. Right? I can't wait to see the straight to DVD release of Mango, the Smash God.
Mango?
I don't know who that is.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll say, yeah. You're right. You're sorry.
I'm trying to help you out.
Smash. Yeah. Yeah. I'm slowly learning. I just started. I know. Yeah.
Little sprinkles.
Look. There.
You trying to run a set?
We're gonna work.
Pasta shit.
You're trying to run the shit right now.
You're gonna come back. You're gonna come back. Chris's glasses are gonna be crooked. We had a couple other trailers too. Shit. I lost them.
We got Dune Part 2.
Ready to snooze.
I'm gonna be that guy.
You're always that guy.
This trailer looks lame. Yeah, I'm sorry.
How dare you?
And I think it's just
you put some respect on Muad'Dib.
No. Look.
Too much sand.
Too much. Like, it's trying to make me excited. I'm like, this is sand.
The score to this movie, I think, is fucking really good. But it does put me to sleep. But it could also wake me up.
We get to watch the 80s movie together at some point. Now that you got the books under your belt,
you can see
the attempt now. You can see the
I don't want to.
Attempt. Yeah, boy.
I want to see that. I've heard the stories of how bad that is. So, I really want to come. I want to watch that.
It's better.
We're going to do it.
Please believe me, it's so much better after you read the first book. At least read the first book, maybe the first two books.
Okay.
Read the first two books. Listen to the first two books.
You
get to laugh harder.
Okay.
It's like an inside joke that you're a part of.
Okay. All right. I will try to attempt.
I will say, after reading the first book, I went back to rewatch Dune Part 1 because I watched this movie without reading the book.
Yeah.
Like a lot
of I was asleep. I tried to rewatch it after reading the books, and I also fell asleep several times. But Luckily, I was able to make. I was able to watch.
Pieces together.
But it was a trance this time. It was a trance.
You know what? Dune has the capability to be this generation's Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
That, you know, the epicness of this story and the way that they can stretch this out.
Yeah.
It has the capability of being this generation's Lord of the Rings, because I also fell asleep during the Fellowship of the Ring. See, but I love it.
So now, let me see if you see the same thing I see.
What do you see?
Translating these movies is good, but I think that they might try again later in the future, because there are things in the Dune franchise and the Dune early books and everything that it needs a different type of touch. Somebody needs to put their hands in the soup and meddle with it a little bit. It needs a few more spices. Something needs moved around a little bit. And it'll translate a little bit better.
Oh yeah, capitalism will get us there. They'll be like, what needs to be hot again? I mean, they do it with Batman all the time, right?
Yeah.
So we'll get there again.
I will say this is a very good. I'm really liking the way they're translating their vision of what the book is, because the book is written so open,
also
plain, you can make it whatever you want it to be, however you think it looks. The descriptions are not overly to where you have this unified perception of everything. It allows you to kind of play around with it.
That's
and
cool.
The way that they're kind of interpreting it, it's really dope.
Okay. Don't get me wrong, I'm going to be there, and I'm actually now going to probably read the book soon, just so I can get more context. But
more deep.
What?
More deep.
Lisa Nagai.
I don't know what's going on.
This trailer, I don't think it did the movie justice. Like, I don't think how it was cut was like,
let the teaser be a teaser.
It wasn't a teaser.
It was a teaser. It was a teaser for us.
If you want to see more, if you want to see Dune 2 because you saw Dune 1, that's it.
You know
it's coming.
Yeah.
I saw the first one.
What more of the second film do you want to see?
And this
do you
want to
see more of it? You want a longer trailer?
This was just a teaser, right?
No.
Yeah, I think the trailer is gonna be. I think the second trailer is gonna be the one that hooks a lot more of the people that.
Yeah.
This was for the fans. This was for the people that know the name. So, for example, I saw in the trailer, it doesn't say, but Christopher Walken is in the movie. He's in the credits at the end of the trailer.
I think
I know who that is.
Ooh.
And if it is that character, it's a fucking fantastic casting. So, like, this thing was, like, shaped for, like, the fans of the books first, I believe. The second trailer is going to show you more of the story or what's actually happening.
Yeah.
The relationship between him and Zendaya, it's going to expand a lot more into, like, what the second book is going
to
take.
I can't wait to see how they do Paul's sister. I can't wait.
It's going
to
be, the possibilities.
She's gonna be like a little puppet, a little prosthetic puppet.
With this AI, anything is fucking possible. Hey,
true. Yeah, and then with that, speaking of book movies, we got fucking Hunger Games.
Some kind of prequel to the Hunger Games?
It's
the first one.
It's a story
wake me up.
No, it's okay. Like, it's apparently the story of Snow, the main bad guy in all the films, who's like running everything. I don't.
Viola Davis is in it, and I'm kind of hyped for that.
She looks cool. Yeah.
Because she's great in everything she does.
She is.
I do like to see, like, it seems like they're going to be delving into, like, how evil the people behind the scenes running it are.
Mm-hmm.
And there is some kind of thing, some kind of, like, draw to that or appeal for me with that. So,
especially in today's climate.
Yeah. Like, the
how many times can we be told
this guy?
They're all bad.
Yeah.
But
as many times as we need.
But no matter what, at the end of the day, you gotta play the game.
Yeah, you gotta play the game. You just gotta be bad.
Gotta be the game.
You know,
the casting looks pretty good too. You got Peter Dinklage, Viola Davis.
Mm-hmm.
They got the stars. They know who's gonna bring out the tickets.
Yeah.
They're gonna get me. I'm not gonna lie, because all them Hunger Games, they're slaps. Yeah. Like if you're like just going to see movies and shit, mm-hmm. just to see them. They're slaps.
Yeah,
they have good soundtracks usually.
I've read.
I missed that train.
Yeah, yeah.
What's up?
I missed that train.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's dope. It's decent.
Yeah.
Like
I
give him a look.
Still. I've like read the. I read the all three books a long time ago, and I only.
Nerd.
Yeah.
After you just got done talking about fucking reading Dune.
Look, I'm cool. I read the books. Okay.
Yeah. Whatever.
And the first. The first two movies are great, just like the first two books.
Oh man, Catching Fire?
Yeah. The last book I did not like, and that's why I read that book before it came out, and when the last movies were coming out, especially in two parts, I was like, I'm good. like I already know how it ends, and yeah. I don't like, and I didn't like the last book anyway. It was just a bore fest.
I didn't care for that. So, I didn't care for splitting it up into movies. Yeah, either. I was like, they were just why do this?
They were trying to copy Twilight, and they were trying to copy Harry Potter. But
Harry Potter did it.
Harry Potter did it. We gotta do it like Harry Potter.
Oh.
Yeah. So, but this last month, I don't really. I'll probably watch it for, you know, the content for the pod and everything, but I'm not really too interested in the origin of Snow. I don't even know which one was Snow. Everyone kind of look samey.
This is definitely going to be a wait for streaming services movie.
Yeah.
For me, personally. Moving from that, we have, you actually sent this link earlier, which actually made me laugh. Zack Snyder's trying to make headlines again.
Yeah, stop paying attention to this man in the corner, bro.
Chris, talk to me about it. What did he try to reveal? Because I read the headline. I didn't even want to click on the article.
Same.
Look. My man, fucking Zack Snyder. I guess he's like took a break from making his own Star Wars or whatever. So he decided to go and do an interview about kind of releasing some secrets about what his plans were that we don't already know about, you know, like him doing, having Superman's kid be the new Batman and shit and like whatever. But the big headlines, what made headlines, that in his interview, he revealed that what we kind of all suspected was true. The fucking Amazons, mainly Wonder Woman, were Kryptonians. They were half Kryptonian-ish. Yeah, that was his plan to reveal that somehow.
Every 2 years, he like takes a really hard bong rip, comes up with some new cockamamie shit, and runs
right off to
like,
Twitter.
I forgot all about that. Like, cause that was a theory for the longest time. Like, everyone was thinking about it. Like, cause there was one capsule, like back in Man of Steel. Like, remember there was like in the ship there was like one pod that was open and stuff,
uh-huh.
and people thought like, oh, maybe someone got out and repopulated somewhere else or something like that.
Man, I don't remember what I had for breakfast. I don't remember that.
So
it's too bad all that got gunned down.
It got gunned
out of here.
And it got hit with the rock in the head.
He's a criminal. I'm telling you, dude. He's a fucking criminal. Zach Levi was right.
I mean we can like go on to, you know, like
What do you
mean by that?
We talked about it last week. I was just saying that, you know, he said he's a criminal. He said The Rock is...
He's a criminal.
The Rock did all this to smash the DCEU. Mm-hmm.
But it looks like from what he's been revealing, it doesn't really like he was smashing too much.
No, there wasn't much left.
There wasn't much to begin with.
It wasn't much to begin with at all.
It looks like Zack Snyder's idea of cool is making everyone a Kryptonian at some point.
He came in and said, yo, this is about to fall apart. I can play Black Adam real quick because I like that suit and make my muscles look big. Let's go. Mm-hmm. And then he wrote the tailspin down, jumped into his boat, and let everybody else drown.
Yeah, you know they had a conversation over a tall glass of protein shakes and the Rock's tequila.
I'm not getting over that, man. It's just like that Green Lantern shit. Remember that?
Nope.
Yeah, that's coming out.
What are you talking about? He was Green Lantern. Okay.
On Twitter.
I also saw like a headline scrolling through Twitter that... Yeah. The guy from the Peacemaker, I forget, I don't know who it was, the leader of Peacemaker's like little covert group.
With the mustache and beard?
Oh, the dude who was in Guardians? Oh, wait.
I think so, maybe. He was supposed to be Martian Manhunter, and his doves were supposed to be white aliens.
That
would have
been a good choice.
But James Gunn didn't want to do that because he didn't want to step, step on Zack Snyder's toes or something like that. I don't know. It was that like something I went through.
That actually
read.
Would have been a great choice.
Yeah.
I mean, but they didn't do it.
But it would have also been a great choice in a better line of movies.
I mean,
and a better idea.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want him to just be wasted, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, sometimes just you
like,
gotta waste him.
Hell, like, just like what's his face? I mean, he was Martian Manhunter. He was like, hey, he came in. Hey, I'm Martian Manhunter. And,
I impersonated your mom for some reason.
Remember that?
Cool.
Remember that I did that.
Zack Snyder doesn't deserve the attention that we give him, even with our small soapbox here.
Yeah.
He still doesn't deserve the attention he gets. He's trash.
But you know who deserves this attention? Fucking Ezra Miller, because we should never forget what he did and what he has been doing.
You mean making a bomb-ass Flash movie?
Yeah.
He outran the allegations. He outran all the allegations.
That's all I see.
What allegations?
Listen, if this movie is bomb, it's over. He's clean. He didn't do it. I stand by it.
Give that baby another bullet.
Like we said, it was reverse Ezra all along.
It was a lie. He was never there. They faked it. It was deep fake. He was never there.
So like a fucking designer, one of the designers, I don't know who decides to just interview one of the designers, but apparently in an interview, he talked about how this movie is so great and Ezra is so great in it that you're going to forget everything that Ezra ever did.
I already forgot.
It's going to erase all the allegation at all. And you know
Pepperidge
what?
Farm remembers.
Listen.
The internet will remember.
DC will cancel something real quick.
But yeah.
Ask their discovery department, okay? Yeah. DC will cancel several things, even if it's done. All right,
and we'll never get it. But if it's Ezra, and
but if this Flash movie is good, they're like, listen, this is the one.
You know how much we paid Michael Keaton to come out of his house?
Right. We're in the black right now just for getting him.
Do you know how
it's coming out?
What we had to give him to put him back in that suit?
He's like, no.
No, I don't.
He's like, no. He's like, I started this company.
They gave him the fucking briefcase, and he's like, you want to get crazy?
We have to make him comic canon.
Oh, man. So apparently we're about to get the best DC movie of all time.
They are digging their own grave with hyping this movie up.
I will say, every time I see a little bit more of it, I get more hype.
I'm like, okay.
Let's give them some faith. When was the last time we heard a DC movie get hyped up?
Never, honestly. They never had faith in any of their projects.
No, they hyped up the last Batman movie. They hyped that up.
Oh, the Batman. Batman movie.
They hyped it up.
Right. They did hype it up.
I don't feel like they hyped it up as much as this one.
Right.
Yeah, this one's been, but I think it's because of everything around it.
Of course.
I have faith that if Robert Pattinson did something wrong, that movie would get stepped on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't feel like it had that much faith.
I mean, they're just waiting to cancel him after Twilight.
Right. It was so long ago. Like, once they start doing the cast, that's when everyone got into it. Like, mm-hmm. they're like, oh shit, the Penguin, Colin Farrell, how's that going to be? But, like, this shit. Everything came out about Ezra Miller.
This
movie should have been
put
away.
What if this was the, like you said, reverse Ezra? This was the promotion for the movie.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
That's
working back in time just like the Flash.
What if reverse Flash is choking that lady outside that bar and they just used the fucking Twitter video?
What if she threatened to expose the whole thing? She's like, I know who you are. I know where you've been, Ezra.
That's some deep game, man. Those motherfuckers have been.
It's 5D chess.
Yeah, that's WWE from like early 2000s long storyline coming.
Oh my fucking god!
What an absolute mess. I'm still looking forward to the movie. That Batman suit looks atrocious. We'll deal with that at some point, I'm sure.
I love how fast he moves. Like, I just love how agile he is at 80 crazy. Years old.
He still doesn't move his neck, though.
I hope he never does.
Yeah. This is great.
Even out of costume.
He's dodging. He's dodging Zod.
Like, he has to move his entire body around.
It's like he's trying to move a fucking heavy TV. Speaking of TV, Johnny Cage is in talks to play Carl Urban.
Is he?
Well, Johnny Cage?
Carl Urban is in talks to play Johnny Cage in the next Mortal Kombat movie.
Johnny Cage is bigger than him.
What?
I mean,
What do you think about that, though?
Let's be honest, bro. It's Mortal Kombat.
I was pulling for the
Miz, but really, who cares who plays who?
I care a little bit.
And let me explain what I mean by that.
Yeah,
we've by the amount of different iterations of Mortal Kombat that we've had on the silver screen and on the at home screen as TV series goes, we've seen it all. You should just be happy they're doing it at this point in time.
You know, what's his face from Firefly? The main character of Firefly?
Nathan Fillion?
Yeah, I wanted him to be Johnny Cage.
Stop!
Back in the day?
Do you see?
Yeah.
What? Do I see what?
But that's a closer choice than Carl Urban, though.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
Because Carl Urban's wild for Johnny Cage.
Just let him shave his beard and try.
No.
Nah, he can never
shave that beard.
That's it's not about that.
It's not about that.
He's not Johnny Gage, guys. He's not Johnny Gage.
That guy in
I would have preferred Homelander.
Yeah, he would have been a better Johnny Cage than that guy. He has absolutely. The charisma.
Let him try.
Yo, you've seen everything Carl Urban's ever done. He's not Johnny Cage, bro.
The guy
that's
plays,
wild.
Yeah.
That's like Tom Holland being Nathan Drake. Like it's just not there.
But it is. You saw it. We all saw it.
Yeah. All right. Sure.
No, I honestly, like, I am in agreement. I think they get, I don't know what they were thinking, but I also agree with Clarence. Like, who cares?
That's the best Mortal Kombat, okay? Don't use that disparagingly, okay? That's the best Mortal Kombat. That's right. Annihilation, best Mortal Kombat. Not that first one.
Oh my God, I cannot get over
with
the fucking...
like that. It's no wonder that you will fail.
The flip, I cannot get over the flip.
The
it haunts
flip?
Me.
The... Fantastic.
Oh my God. Now, if it's now, if it's that whack-ass Mortal Kombat 2, yeah, I don't care who they cast.
It is.
Either. Okay, then, yeah. All right, why not? Why not?
Not like y'all have had quality Mortal Kombat games forever.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I guess I'm living outside the bubble.
You are. Sorry. Okay. All Mortal Kombat games are good games.
I mean, y'all have had some banger TV series, but, you know, what more do you want besides just fight scenes in Mortal Kombat?
Yeah.
What's the story?
You can't win.
I want Enrico from Starship Troopers.
Me, come take everything. Fight. Kung Fu fight.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's just Mortal Kombat. It's okay.
No Cole. That's what I don't want. No Cole.
No Cole?
No plot armor. No, thank you.
Who's that?
The dude, the main...
Who's that?
The OC?
Who's that?
I wish I could say that, but this is more.
Oh my God, do you think he's going to be in 12?
He's
going to show up.
Please, no.
Yeah. He's there.
Oh, Mortal Kombat did it first. He's Luke.
Yeah.
He's Luke.
Ew. Mortal Kombat did it first.
And Luke is just Popeye. So.
He is Popeye.
So I don't know if you guys know about the Illuminati fighting game theory that Mortal Kombat,
hold on.
Tekken, and Street Fighter, they all just borrow from each other. Wait.
Never mind, keep going.
the top three fighting games, Mortal Kombat, Tekken, and
Street Fighter.
All they do is borrow ideas from each other. That's all they do. They take the same one character and they share it.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
That's it. They do everything.
I thought you were gonna tell me those pedophiles under the pizza place.
Oh my God.
Relax.
I mean, what you're saying, we were ready for a conspiracy. You just gave us facts.
Right.
Yeah.
That he played it so straight. All right.
But it's okay. But speaking of Street
Fighter, I'm sorry I underwhelmed you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry. You underwhelmed the fuck out of me.
But since we're on Street Fighter and everything, you have some Street Fighter news you want to talk about?
Oh man, well it's just the game's really, really close to coming out, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys played the beta, right?
We played the demo and everything.
Spent three hours making my character.
Yeah.
Didn't play a lick of gameplay.
Like I honestly had to give up. If I actually wanted to get to the gameplay without getting sleepy, I need to actually just I decided, all right, pre-made, change the hair.
That's crazy.
Look, I wanted to actually play the game.
No, my character needs to look like my exact face.
Oh my God.
I will never play the game.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But it has the options to give you that result, right?
Yes.
Yeah, no,
they have a lot.
So much
more
option.
Than I thought they'd have.
The Street Fighter.
That's really cool.
It's really weird to see a game that has so much. And like, I didn't, when they could do so little and probably get the same result.
Don't say that.
So like that's
you remember
what happened.
Street Fighter 5?
When Street Fighter 5 launched, they literally did so little.
It's true. So they did the opposite end and now they're doing the
other. It was a very hard lesson that they had to learn, and I don't know why they had to learn it this way. It should have just been obvious.
Street Fighter 7 is gonna suck, but Street Fighter 8 is gonna be the best game of all time.
It might be perfect.
You're ahead of the curve, bro. You're ahead of the curve.
That's right.
Oh, it literally might be perfect.
Yeah.
But right now, what they're doing everything right so far. The game feels nice. The characters look great. The experience with playing the game, you have more ways to enjoy your time rather than just, you know, mindlessly banging your head against a wall going, why am I getting clapped up?
Going online. Exactly.
That's where I stopped playing right there.
Even the people who want to play online and, you know, they're all about that, they
finally did the smart thing and they made each individual character have their own separate rank. So you can't go in there with a character you don't know how to play, but you may have a stronger fundamental understanding. You still got to grind from the bottom up instead of just being put at a plateau.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
With every it's smarter character. Ranking. Yeah. That's great. Like, that's a good way to keep people wanting to play instead of, like, getting, like you said, keep getting their ass handed to them every fucking time they go online. After, like, okay, I'm good with this, but let me try Cammy. Oh!
Yeah, and I think it's going to promote, like, more experimentation with different characters.
Yeah, that too.
Because, yeah, I know if I play Tekken and I get to the place where I'm just getting my ass whooped, I don't want to try anybody else now.
Mm-hmm.
You're softcore locked in.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So that's really cool. Staying on video game news, didn't Zelda also have a beta?
Man. Beta. Yeah.
Leaked.
They're the leak open beta for Tears of the Kingdom.
The whole game for free. But it's just so you can try it out.
That's crazy.
And these cats are bold, bro. They're posting their open beta keys online and everything.
Yeah, like watch out, like for those who are trying to watch out for spoilers. I mean, the game comes out this week, so please, like, just put your head down from YouTube for a while because it's bad out here.
And these Nintendo assassins are real.
Yeah,
great. So they posted like, hey, I'm playing it right now, and one of the old head of Nintendo of America, Reggie, he quote tweeted them, and within minutes their account was gone.
The whole account, not the tweet. The whole thing.
Gone.
Nintendo made $1 billion in the last couple months.
You know what to do.
They put somebody in jail for what, a decade?
Yeah.
And then said, give us 30% of your paycheck until forever. You die.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You think
that
they ain't coming for you too?
That's nuts.
What? They've been doing this since the 70s. They're coming after you're not safe. Don't fuck with him.
Yeah, then they put him in jail and he's got to pay like $4 million, which means like he'll be paying until he dies.
Exactly.
Yeah. His children will probably inherit this. Like, he went to jail and they took his all what he worked in jail, they took, which was like $7 at the end of the day, because they get paid abysmally.
Just to be clear, what did he do? Was it an emulation thing?
He ran an emulation site.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What, did they put him in jail for like 4 years? It might have been more, actually.
I thought it was like a decade.
Yeah, it was like 8 to 10.
So
that shit.
Either way, they got him. They don't let fan projects slide.
No.
They come for everybody.
Nintendo's the Yakuza.
Delete that.
They hide behind Mario's like lovely, like kid friendly. It's like, look at me, I'm Mario.
Come in the treehouse and play with us.
Whoa. Yeah.
That's what they call the Nintendo like clubhouse or treehouse. That's what their online presentations are called.
Yeah. Yeah, but don't
Nintendo Direct. That was back in the day.
Yeah, that was But yeah, it's like, I'm excited.
It looks great.
But I have to say, what I've heard, it's great.
Yeah.
It's a good game. And surprisingly, it works on this decade-old fucking system. And
say what you want about Nintendo, but Nintendo games work on Nintendo products.
I'm pretty sure this was supposed to be the DLC that got pulled into a whole game.
Yeah.
So they've had...
It was a lot of the stuff they didn't have enough time to cram into Breath of the Wild, and they finally, like...
I'm so glad. It looks fantastic.
They had time. Don't make excuses for them. They just want to make a second game.
You know what, though? It takes a lot of the gameplay mechanics of Breath of the Wild and fucking does some of the... It does a fantastic job of like making them better. The fact that you can create your own weapons, like clubs and stuff like that. I was watching the presentation, and he puts like a stick in a rake.
Yeah.
And then he puts a stick on the stick. I was like, is that going to make it wider? It just makes it longer! I was like a little kid just screaming.
And thus the discussion of what does a $70 game need to cost now? Because this is a $70 game on the Switch.
This is.
On this fucking toaster, that's a $70 game.
But then
we got other $70 games like Bloodfall.
And it's going to...
Redfall.
Then this
Redfall,
toaster,
my bad. Redfall.
It's going to come out super crunchy.
Yeah.
It's going to be heat.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Redfall, I've heard that shit's abysmal.
We've had a few fucking $70 games, like two that came out recently. Like, yeah, one's Redfall, and okay, I've heard like it works. It's that it's bad.
It's
not a good game.
The thing that took me out, I was watching like a review of it. It was also an early review on Inside Games, and
yeah,
the shit that took me out was that if you're cosplay, like co-op, multiplayer, it only tracks the story progression for the leader. So therefore, you have to do it like four times.
So that's, I'll be that's inviting
nothing,
everyone?
That's nothing we were not used to.
I ain't used to that. That's just,
I mean, if you're paying $70,
it shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't be
100%. No,
yeah. Like I've heard, like I've seen gameplay of it. They have fucking you have enemies that don't know how to go around fucking objects and shit, like the vampires and everything, that get stuck.
Stupid-ass AIs. The boring, old, repetitive missions.
The story is dumb. Like, it's kind of corny in a funny way for, like, a little bit, but it gets old really fast.
Oh, I like, they play games like that.
Yeah, they try their best to use, like, a whole bunch of horror movie references and stuff and trying to be cool and hip, but they use words like, damn, dead ass, and you're going to get canceled. Like, it's not good.
Relax, old man.
Already
that's today's
dated.
Slang.
Her.
That's today's slang. Relax, old man.
Yeah, but that's like
it never feels good to hear slang in video games.
No,
you know?
It doesn't. Like, I mean, I'm sure even the people who use that word, like, it's cringy hearing it from a video game from people who don't use it themselves.
It makes it sound dated.
Yeah, and then they make them want to not use it no more, and they'll go on to something else where it goes to die. But yeah, like, and then it's locked on console at 30 FPS, and for some reason, even though they said it would be 60 frames per second, like, on everywhere, but for some reason, they just couldn't do it. They said we'll fix it later. It's the launch and how this game's been received is so bad that one of the heads of Xbox and Microsoft and everything went on the interviews talking about how bad it was and how he was, like, sorry. He said, like, yeah, this Redfall didn't reach our expectations at all. We really need to, we don't want this to be a thing anymore.
Could you imagine? Hey, we need you to go there.
And say sorry.
We need you to go there and say sorry.
We need you to fall on the sword, please.
We need you to do this for us, please.
I don't know what to say. We had the AI write you a script.
Yeah,
we just read it, smile, and then while you're reading, you're a smart guy, emote.
You got to go up there and
appropriately.
We need you to do that for us.
Yeah.
That is insane.
It's I've never seen that before. I'm hoping
you've seen it before.
What, like this level of apology?
Yeah, you've seen it before.
Where?
What happened with Cyberpunk? How many yellow screens?
No, they were like, we sorry you bought our whack ass.
What's the difference?
No, no, this is coming from like the published, like Xbox. Like it wasn't Arkane. Like Arkane kind of apologized, but they didn't like come out and like try to like make a yellow ass list of everything they need to fix about the game. Xbox themselves. That's like if something went wrong with a Sony game and Sony came out and said sorry for it. In my opinion, it's like another level than that.
Sony is too successful to worry about the failures of peons.
Oh, I mean,
right now Xbox is struggling to find reasons for people to buy their products because if you own a PC, for what reason would you even consider buying an Xbox One or an Xbox Series S or anything like that?
And remember, this is the first. This was published by Bethesda, right? Because this is one of the first
Redfall?
Yeah.
No, it's Arkane.
Okay, so this is one of the first like video games that was supposed to come out on the PS5 as well, mm-hmm. and it got pulled to a Nintendo exclusive. Because I remember hearing about this when we were talking about how the Activision acquirement, the monopoly is. Bethesda had come out and Microsoft himself had came out and said that they were not going to hold any titles from being only exclusive. They were going to allow them to be in somewhere else. And then shortly after that, Redfall came out to be Xbox. No longer an open platform, an Xbox exclusive. And even in PC, they're having terrible trouble because the specs for it are like an NVIDIA 1070.
Yeah.
And it's crashing like 4090s. Like, this shit is like burning PCs.
Like, what?
It's terrible.
For some reason, none of these games, and this has gone along with fucking Jedi Survivor, like on PC is abysmal. Like, these PC ports are unoptimized as fuck. None of them work.
To be fair, it's hard to make a game that runs on everybody's PC.
Did you say to be fair?
No, it's a real issue. There's 10,000 different PC parts. It's hard to make a game.
I get what you're saying, but that's why you optimize your stuff to do be able to work on the bare minimum.
You're right.
Like the fact is that like Jedi Survivor was supposed to be EA's like quickest game out ever. EA.
Yeah, it's EA.
Yeah,
I get what it's saying. It's EA. But still, it runs. I did see some. I saw my brother playing it. He live streamed it, mm-hmm. and while live streaming and playing it, it ran. Maybe that was after a patch. I don't know.
There has been a few patches since and everything, but like, man, that it was.
The other thing that we were talking about.
I've been very happy with the game, though. Regardless of the performance issues that some people have experienced, they say the game, there is something there to be enjoyed.
Yeah. Here's the other thing that we got to remember. These games keep getting bigger and bigger by the years. And I don't know what goes into developing something that gigantic and ginormous.
A lot.
And possibly more time makes it better. Possibly it makes it worse. How many times do you tweak shit that you don't have to put out, right? Maybe the mentality is fix it once everything comes out. And that's terrible.
That's the problem.
But as an also a content creator... But he's got to put that shit out.
True. And the thing is, like, no one...
The bill's about to fucking... The light's about to shut down, bro.
And the sad part is, like, they have no incentive unless they have, like, a super, like, a catastrophic launch, like fucking Cyberpunk, where everyone came to agreement. Everyone came together and asked for a refund that game. Yeah, they got, like, apologizing and shit. Unless that happens, there's no incentive to any of these companies to just make sure that game is finished before it's launched. None. None at all. That's why they can do that. And they're like, here's a... All right, day one patch. Then a couple days later, oh, here's another, like, 30-gig batch on your 150-gig game. Like, fuck. Like, you want to play the game, but you have to wait, like, an hour before fucking play it if you have a good internet connection. It's sad. This is the
one. It is.
Yeah. But you know what? You know, it's fine because it's all that time you're waiting for that game to update, you just have to be reminded that you have a whole library of games you haven't played yet. So how about you go play those games you already downloaded?
Or you gotta cut the grass. Or you gotta do laundry.
Something else, you know. Go cook dinner.
Go outside.
There you go. Yeah,
we're gonna talk to your family.
I think that's pretty much it. Unless you want to talk that.
I was gonna say, speaking of family, some people's families get taken because I don't know. I'm sorry. All right. I don't know how to lead into this. It's the whole. There's been a fucking lawsuit that's been going on against a whole lot of people, and the face of it has been Dwayne The Rock Johnson. For $3 billion he's being sued for. But it's not just him. It's him, Michael Jordan, fucking American Express, the CIA, the FBI, Home Depot, Chris Benoit.
What a weird bingo card.
So, Trenisha Biggers.
Yeah.
Biggers.
Has filed a $3 billion... She has filed a $3 million lawsuit. $3
billion.
She is a former TNA Impact and WWE wrestling star who came out a couple months ago and filed a
lawsuit. Like, she paid to put it through. Like, she's paying the money. That's why we're talking about it now, to be in the news. And
she listed several identifiable names under a kidnapping case. This is... kind of crazy, kind of just enticing to think that Dwayne Rock Johnson, Michael Jordan, The Miz, Bella Twins, Mick Foley, Chris Benoit, Florida Championship Wrestling, and Deep South Wrestling.
Yeah,
you gotta admit, interesting stack. It's a loaded deck there, you know. I'd be invested to find out.
And
if it was true,
that's the last indication, man.
These people have been charged with of kidnapping her and her children, or conspiring to kidnap her and her children, and she's suing for damages. I guess.
Oh, you know what? Fuck it. They did that shit.
Yeah, they. Right. Yeah, especially The Rock.
Especially The Rock. Look.
Yeah, I just like
it's they did that shit. We don't need to wait for evidence. They did it.
Yeah, of course. We don't need to wait.
Hope she gets her money.
She's the Avatar.
This is the next
and her children.
This is the next great saga in the real life Matrix trilogy.
Yeah.
Where they are conspiring to keep us distracted for, I'm sure, whatever really terrible is going on.
Yeah, of course.
And this is the next great. Let's get into it. Sure.
You know,
this is gonna gather no more information after this.
If anything,
any sane judge is throwing this shit out.
Of course.
The main thing this should point
to. That's why we don't need a sane judge.
The lack of medical care that some of these older wrestlers used to get.
Yeah.
Their lack of mental health that they used to receive, you know?
But she, like, it's funny, if I'm correct in the article, they talk about how, like, she's a criminal herself. Like, she's on a wanted list in certain places and stuff. She's not clean. Like, she's not, yeah. It's very bizarre. I just brought it up, and like I heard about it, and it was just too insane not to talk about.
Yeah,
just a little bit. Like it's.
I certainly would like to.
And now there's been rumors that fucking The Rock has been let go from Moana and everything because of this.
The Rock is not getting let go from Moana. Are you fucking like, kidding me? He's paying Maui. They're not swimming in the ocean. They're swimming in Terramana.
That's his personal pool. They're filming this movie in his backyard.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You can't fire me from
there is no Moana without The Rock.
And this should exist because he allows it. It will end because he demands it.
He will burn it down.
Exactly.
Since we're in, I actually wanted to bring these two last topics up, and I'll start with Alita: Battle Angel 2. Am I the only one that's excited for this?
No, you're not.
I'm happy for y'all.
Oh my god!
I am excited.
I'm happy for y'all.
I'm excited. Okay.
Yay.
Look,
I mean, it was cool.
It was cool. Look, I know. Like, I still need to watch it. But as I've heard from everybody,
I haven't watched.
No, not Alita. I was gonna say I've heard from everyone that Speed Racer is the best anime movie, and I haven't watched it yet.
What?
Yeah,
now that's nuts.
But I still think
see that shit.
Yeah.
First and foremost, I'm sorry. See that shit.
I'm sorry. Don't
look at his face. He's right.
I don't smell what you're cooking.
Your eyebrows not. I'm
with you on that.
Anyway,
it's disgusting.
It is the anime adaptation that everybody will look towards for success.
Nah, but look
at that. Full Metal Alchemist.
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Give me your hand. It's got three sequels. All right.
Wait, I thought it was Death Note.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Damn.
Present thine hand.
But no, I'm excited. I loved Alita for what it was. It could have been better, but I feel like they can work on that and make
Could it have been better? It's cool. It was.
I liked it.
It's all right.
Yeah.
It's cool. I'd see a second.
As long as Robert Rodriguez is back, I'm back.
Exactly. Shit. Long as everything, because I know this is the only good, like, probably anime movie that I'm anticipating because I'm not looking forward to Akira. Just not.
What? Why not?
No. After Love and Thunder, I'm just not looking forward to it.
What?
So yeah,
Taika Waititi is gonna crush it.
Oh man, can we go
I'm
an
not
episode?
This movie.
Can we go one episode without
no
Love and Thunder?
More Fast and Furious. You know what, until Fast and Furious stops being a thing.
If someone wills it by the end of the year, I will make a compilation. I will make a supercut of every time we mention fucking Love and Thunder in every episode.
Oh,
all right?
Man. Because it was such a... such a movie.
But yeah, I'm they're in talks, and I'm excited because at first I thought this was never going to happen. And it had every indication that we were never going to see a sequel.
I'm so happy.
I'm so happy.
Yeah.
Listen, I'll go.
Yeah.
Why not?
Okay.
It was a little dry, but it was certainly heartfelt, you know?
It was.
It wasn't a waste of time. I only hope Akira will get half of the consideration that one got.
There will be a bike sliding.
For sure. There'll be a bike sliding.
There was a bike sliding fucking nope.
There'll be a
bike sliding.
there's just no way this Akira movie could match up.
No.
Expectations, there's no way.
Here's where I'm kind of glad we got here, because I'll say this, because I'm being honest about my anime takes, and maybe I'm just a simp, you know, I like Demon Slayer, I'm giving it up, you know what kind of anime
where
I'm
we going?
Here.
I'm just Tondro, niggas.
But what I'm saying is that for me personally, that Ghost in the Shell needed two left turns to make it a good adaptation.
Yeah.
Because it had everything else.
We watched that together, and that was what we came to. Like, it was either that, or it could have not been Ghost in the Shell. It could have been its own thing.
Right.
Like, it could have been just a cyberpunk film.
So what I'm saying is like, how much, you know, do they need to listen to The Matrix to just get a few scenes right in Akira to be serviceable? You know what I mean?
The big expanding city.
I mean, true.
Yeah.
True. They need to get a couple of things right. And they can
the
pull
answer's
it off.
To Speed Racer.
I want them to try, but they only need to do a few things right.
I just
realistically for everybody.
I mean, you're not wrong. Like, especially don't get me wrong. Like, I was excited when it came to Akira. I was excited because Taika Waititi looked like he was actually passionate about the source material. Like, he said he wanted to make a trilogy of some kind because he wanted to do the manga.
And then he showed us what his passion looks like.
See, that's his face right there. When he was pitching it, that's his face right there. When he's writing it, that's his face right there. You see it? That's his face. It's right there.
It was.
So, Akira!
Akira!
Wait, but you said trilogy. Is this going to be a trilogy?
I don't know anymore.
How do you make Akira 3 movies?
No, he was going to be a bit more based off the manga. The manga's like 6 books.
Oh.
Thick ones.
Okay.
Thickums. Yeah. So, like, I don't know. And then my problem is when they were first pushing this out, like years ago, when we first started this podcast, they were trying to like really push this out for a tax write-off. They were just wanting to do it. So they said that they did it.
Like all the Warner Brothers projects.
Exactly.
And that turned out so well.
So, and they're not
Discovery.
And as I said before, if they're not going to put any passion in anymore, like, I just don't do it. It's fine. I want that. They are making a Akira anime. So just do that. Based off the manga, so just do that. Don't give me. I don't want.
I
want
to see the mess too.
You want? Yeah. Okay. You know what? Yeah. Give me both. Fuck it.
Yeah. Give me both. Give if me both. One's good, I'll take it.
And I'll. I'm not sure. What was the second one?
Adam Driver has been taken up the role of Mr. Fantastic.
No.
He has accepted the role from MCU.
No.
According to a couple sources, nothing's been official, and that's been in talks for a minute. How do y'all feel about that?
No.
The bulk of people shouldn't care because niggas don't read Fantastic Four anyway.
True, but also, y'all are trying to fuck this up.
I hope he doesn't cut his hair.
Y'all are trying to
he's gonna back have... with the white line.
Yeah.
Y'all are trying to fuck this up.
The thing I don't understand.
It can't be worse than what you've already been subjected to.
The thing is, it's not the fact that we had worse. It's the fact that we have the opportunity to be better, to get better, and we want better. And that's what we, if I wanted the same thing, I would like temper my expectation. But it could be great. It could be. I thought, what's his face is going to be Mr. Fantastic. He showed up in the movie. That was like the only
right.
It's an alternate grace. Universe. They have to save face.
No,
you can't have
him.
The same person.
Now maybe they were trying to be like, because everyone expected that.
Everyone did expect.
We're Marvel. We can do better.
He's been fucking in talks for like years before that. It's like, do him. Do it. Please let him be him. And he shows up.
I won't lie though. I don't want to see Krasinski, Mr. Fantastic. I read Mr. Fantastic.
Okay.
He's a slick fuck. That's like, no, not
you're
not
gonna
him.
Look at the camera.
That's it. I should have. That was a good one.
Thanos is gonna say something.
But no, I don't. This could be thebomb.com.
This could.
But like, just casting Adam Driver means that. I feel like the rest of the cast, I wonder how, what's going on? What's that?
.com?
No. No. What I'm paying attention to is something different. Keep going. I can hear my foot.
All right, buddy.
Listen.
Okay,
listen.
I'm going to keep going. I'm trying to.
These mics are great.
They are great.
The rest of the cast, I wonder, are they going to go, how left field are they going to go?
Yeah.
I, of course, want a neater, more cookie cutter, but that's a knee-jerk reaction to want that as a fan. I just want them to do it right. Whoever they cast, they have the potential to do it great or whatever, but Adam Driver's not a Mr. Fantastic to me.
Don't get me wrong, I think, and I've been following Adam Driver for a while on some of his roles, like he can play disassociation and like coldness and stuff, like he can do that, and I feel like that's probably the Mr. Fantastic that we're getting, not like fun Mr. Fantastic, the guy who fights.
There's no fun Mr. Fantastic. But no. But, you know what? I just remembered I saw Marriage Story, so yeah, he could totally do that.
Oh my God, is he gonna have that scene?
Just dye your hair.
Every day he looks at Susan like, every day
they
wish
would
you
be
were
foolish
dead.
To not use any of that for their relationship.
Namor standing outside the window?
Yeah. Hey, Sue.
No, hey.
Straight up, like, he could do it. Sure, why not? No. I just don't want... I'm always wary of who they're going to cast for the thing. That's the only
know, that's
part
the one
I
you care about.
About.
Exactly.
I already told you, the chick from Bright Maze.
Chick from Bright Maze. They're going to really change it up.
I hope not. In
woke
that
culture.
Regard, yeah, it woke... you know what? God damn it.
The thing is a character that no matter who plays the character... No matter who plays him, as long as the dialogue and the delivery's right, you're cool.
I don't know.
It doesn't matter who's there.
What if he's a timeless character?
What if he's a child?
Yeah, exactly.
A thinglet?
Yeah.
A thingy?
That's not gonna fly. Listen, we'll see what happens.
What if he's a dog that talks?
What kind of dog? Are we talking a bulldog?
Oh, sure.
A Rottweiler.
Can we move on?
Yeah, right now. I actually just changed up the whole topic. Is that it? Are we done?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Okay, one more.
So proud of yourself for that one.
I love that. Thank you. Thank
it
you
was
so much.
So fucking easy.
I love the alley-oop.
I just wanted to say, speaking, we were talking about live action movies and stuff. Oda, the guy who writes and draws One
Piece,
the god himself. Remember, guys, there's a series, a One Piece series, come to Netflix, live action, right?
Yay!
That is still happening, and he came out. He came out with a message on Twitter talking about how he said he is, Netflix and him are working together, and they say they will not put it out there until he is satisfied, until he likes the product.
What does that mean?
I don't know what that means, because
that means he's willing to shoulder the burden with the product.
Until they pay him enough.
Like that's what I was going to say.
Like a true captain.
These numbers look great.
He's willing to go down with the ship.
The thing is, though, I refuse to believe they have any time to review anything. People who write and draw manga have no life. They only do that. That's their one job. Hell, when Oda asked for help for One Piece, he told the person whoever's going to be helping me with One Piece has to be willing to die for One Piece. That's how hard you had to work. Yes, he said that. You have to be willing to die for One Piece.
The different market out there, man.
It is. It's terrible. They need to union. You know, no, but they're not going to do that. But he doesn't have time to review shit. I don't know. What do you mean by satisfied?
They're going
to
pay him. They're going to put a check in his hand. And it's going to be an absorbent amount. And he'll be like, okay, yeah, I love it. It's actually great. It's the best thing I've ever seen.
Exactly. Yeah. I just want to know, like, what are they going to do in 8 episodes? Because this is what the first season is going to be.
I don't know, but if it works, I'm buying a straw hat.
You should buy one anyway.
You're right. I'm just looking for an excuse.
Exactly.
You know. Just go ahead and pick it up. You'll be
all right,
happy.
Set sail. It's good. One Piece.
Listen, I hope they do it just, you know. It's gonna be. I hope they do it in a good way, not gonna, like Cowboy Bebop.
Not like Death Note.
What are you talking about? Death Note was
what? Death Note was what?
The greatest anime movie of all time.
It's the greatest anime movie of all time.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Willem Dafoe.
He was great in there.
Another great monkey paw moment.
We want a live action Death Note with Willem Dafoe.
Yep.
You asked for it.
God.
Yeah. But that's it.
Yeah, that's it. All right. Well, so we're done with that. We are moving on to comic book reviews.
Yeah.
Woo! Never thought we'd get here. Here we are. I'm kidding, of course.
The news will never stop.
We always end up here somehow.
What are we starting with, Pimp?
All right, guys. The list is all over the place. I have only read 3 of these things.
Oh, no.
So okay. I'm starting with what I know. All right. I'm going to go with, from the Dawn of DC line, Green Arrow, number 1.
Shoot.
I think I was the only one in the pod excited for this issue.
Yes.
I do like Green Arrow. I have been waiting, and I have been talking for a long time about giving him a new start and not getting on that and exceeding my expectations.
There's mystery.
All right, there's something that's
there's
old,
family.
But it's also new. There's family.
Family.
No Diggle yet. That's weird. I wonder why we haven't incorporated that. Exactly.
Diggle.
I wonder why we haven't incorporated that great addition to the Queen.
No, thing. The Arrowverse is over.
But there are, no, they're, everyone's in this book, bro. Everybody's
everyone,
there.
Literally. They're
I mean, no, I'm not saying.
That are
I don't even know who these people are.
But, yeah, they're
but they all got arrows and quivers.
100%.
As soon as I saw this in the slate for the Dawn of DC, I got excited for you.
Thank you. I was looking forward to it.
Yeah, Green Arrow fans, I want you guys to be happy.
Immediately tested Young Indy and I said, Green Arrow got a book. It's something.
It's a dawn of something. It's cool.
It's a start of something new for him. Like I said, there's a little bit of everything in here. Everyone is getting their little time to shine.
Yes.
I love what they're doing. We have a future Green Arrow with an awesome new design.
Yeah. We have Roy. Like, yeah. Roy, they've, like, I'm not sure what they've been doing, Roy. You know more about it than
beautiful
I do.
Beautiful little moment right there.
But I love that character development of, like, they went through his paths with showing this new character or whatever, even though everyone's a new character to me. But it was just, I love that touching moment, like, with him and his persona. Like,
this is Roy's new arc, man.
Yeah.
He's a man.
Yeah, he's a man.
And a father.
He's got a family.
And he's sponsored by L'Oreal. That's fucking... Hey,
the curls mm-hmm. are for days.
Dude, no matter what situation, everyone's hair is great.
Fantastic.
What product do they use? He has to have like a shampoo arrow.
It's not that Olay shit. I'll tell you that right now.
Shampoo arrow.
I have to say, I am enjoying the fact that like this book writes their characters in a way like if you haven't been reading, you're not going to be overwhelmed or feel alienated by all these characters and everything. Like it's nice. Like I feel like I know them. They gave me the gist of them. They presented them in a really good way where, you know, I'm following.
Yeah. And I like where they're going with this. I love how it starts off with that. Hey, you might wonder how I got here. And then they proceed not to answer it, but they give me enough to where I'm intrigued to find out where this is going.
Exactly.
Yeah, the threads that DC are pulling on are all seem to be character related now more than they've ever been for me personally.
Yeah.
And I'm really starting to enjoy it.
The new Dawn of DC may have...
oh my God,
they're,
maybe.
They're trying again.
Yeah.
And this time it might go a little bit better than the last.
Right.
We can only hope.
May have to start spending $30 on comics again. God damn it. 15 was fine for a while. 30? If y'all start trying, man, I got to start putting it out.
Stop trying, God damn it.
Jeez. We liked four comics. We're going to six. Another from Dawn of DC. We have Shazam number one.
Shazam!
I keep dragging everybody here. I know everyone's not into Shazam.
I
want to apologize off the top. I'm just going to keep reading the books.
It's okay.
That's where I'm at.
I appreciate the effort.
Look, you're just like Clarence when it comes to comic book or video game movies. You're going to be here until they make some good ones, and that's fine.
For sure.
It comes to Shazam.
Yeah.
I will say there was a couple things here that I did enjoy. For example, his foster brother, you know, that little thing that they said about how he misses being the hero and where that goes from there. I can see some nice, with the way that the story ended, I can see some nice, like
attention there.
Attention that they can kind of give them. It's fun, but it's also like it's Shazam,
right?
Exactly. So if you're not into this type of style,
right, you're just not gonna. It's just not gonna do it for you. Mm-hmm. But you know, I'm relatively hip to the sauce.
I'm so. Kind of sad that they didn't. I wish they could have gone a little further with you know how they said like, oh, his siblings couldn't transform anymore, right? What if I thought maybe it also switched with him? He can't transform back.
Give it time. Give it time.
Yeah,
they'll get there.
But other than that, like I enjoyed this. This was a fun time. Like I love the dinosaur shit. I love how he talks about his powers a little bit more, which honestly, this is like a refresher of like Shazam all together about his powers, his name and all this other shit. Because I know a lot of people think like, oh, he should be this smart. He's like, no, it gives me a little bit of wisdom, but he's not like a fucking genius, you know, because everyone thinks like, why doesn't he think himself out of this? Like.
He's smarter than
he's still a kid.
Version,
wisdom,
I mean,
intelligence, wisdom.
Yeah, wisdom.
And I'm actually surprised that you turned it off at the dinosaur tea time. I thought that was going to be your bread and butter.
Just when you think you know him, he surprises you every time.
Look, man, look, it was a fun romp, but like I said, I was reading some other things and I had a different flavor in my mouth, and Shazam wasn't fitting.
Okay.
All right.
It's okay.
Pause.
We'll take it.
No.
Speaking of flavors in mouth, while we're still in the Dawn of DC, we have Batman 135.
Took the internet by storm.
By storm. Yeah. So naturally, I had to put it on the list. I did not do any prep work beforehand, so there's a lot of shit in here that I don't know what they're talking about.
Oh, yeah. I did take Heidel's advice and start from 133, and he was right. Even though I feel like this has been going on. Apparently, this has been going on for a minute, but 133 is still a good hot spot to like jump in and get the gist of the story and everything. You don't need to know about the other characters or anything. No.
I don't give a fuck about failsafe. I don't give a fuck about failsafe.
Exactly. This was fun. I mean, was like, I don't understand. Like, I guess since we jump around a lot and we don't like specifically only read Batman. So I understand, like, I was waiting for like, oh, that hype. I didn't really get that hype though. Like, but as the Batman reader, like, did you feel that hype?
There was some stuff that I really enjoyed. There was some stuff that was like, could have been left out. Overall, it was a decent little ride. I can see where the hype came out, exactly, especially in this comic book. I mean, it was that's a good way of bringing people in that, or pay homage to other Batmans and bringing people from different properties. And
this
different
felt like a
stages.
Celebration issue. Like, yeah, it could have been like a Batman anniversary.
It is
issue.
A 900. Milestone 900 Batman. Yeah. So
wow, okay.
they put out all the stops on like guest appearances and the story arc overall is this
murky.
Batman. Yeah, it's been this Batman run has been going there. Apparently, the next issue is Chip Zdarsky's.
Yeah,
Zdarsky's last Batman run, but he's had some good things going in here. I also dip and dive out of this one. I think a little bit more than most of us.
Way more.
There's been some fuckery. There's been some very high points.
I've
enjoyed
it. Ghost something?
Ghostmaker.
Ghostbreaker.
Ghostbreaker here. Yeah. They call him Ghostbreaker here. And everybody's hyped up on Venom, which I loved.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, why aren't more people hyped up on Venom?
Yeah, like, you like to think people can just buy it.
Yeah, they can. It's not just have to be Bane, unless he...
Well, in this universe, it's government issued.
It's true. No, it's true.
Awesome.
I like the fact that they're trying their best to, like... answer the question ever been asking, like, why doesn't Batman just kill him? Why doesn't he just kill him? Okay, it would be better if he just kills the Joker and stuff like that. And they're trying to justify, especially with Batman himself, because of course he thought about it. He's trying to justify, like, hey, no, even if he does kill him, it doesn't like change anything.
Yeah,
like, the battle continues. I'm not gonna just like, oh, I'm retired and I'm gonna hang up the cowl or whatever.
This question has been asked before. What does a world without a Batman look like? This is just another iteration of it. But they ask a couple like psychological questions of Batman that are phrased a little bit differently than normally are, such as the question of his family, how much he loves his family, what's important to him.
Yeah.
My least favorite thing of these arc was the fucking the Toy Man story, which tied into this story. Did you read it all the way? Like, they were like at the end of each one of the like 133, Robin is going through this like Toy Man like world to get the gun
that
supposedly sent Batman somewhere. I didn't give a fuck about that.
Like when I saw that it was on part three, I was like, I'm good. Like, I need to get through these other like couple issues and stuff.
I sped right through that shit. Robin punching Toy Man. Who the fuck cares about Toy Man?
And you know what? I refuse to believe. Like, okay. Also, they say that in this universe where he's at, where he's trapped in, right? In this universe, he says this Bruce Wayne, he never became Batman. He decided he just tried to use his money, which we've all talked about before. If he just uses money, he could do a lot more to impact Gotham and everything than fucking Bruce Wayne and our Batman.
Here's the other thing. He didn't do that, though. He gave it to Alfred and then just went to go work at soup kitchens. And then he got fucking poisoned by somebody. Like, that Batman didn't take his resources and put it into the city. He literally gave them to Alfred, and Alfred just...
did whatever with it.
Sat there.
But then they tried to, like, say, Bruce, you didn't do this. Like, our Bruce did so-and-so, so why didn't you do that? And Bruce's like, I do both, all right? I can fight the homeless, and I can feed the homeless, all right? Fuck you.
Snap.
He tried to
fight him and feed him.
He was, like, looking at the fucking camera and shit, like, see, fans? I do it all right?
The true
don't
champion.
Don't worry about it, exactly.
Yeah, I'm feeding them before
I
knock them out.
I don't just beat a minority like you try to say I do, whatever.
Yeah, and this is still an alternate universe Batman. Bruce is not the real one.
He wants to see them try to eat without teeth. He's so sick.
But yeah, it was.
The other thing we had on the list, this is one from Bad Egg.
You
guys, this is a recommend. That would be clear.
Look. You don't have to say anymore. I recommend this. I watched the YouTuber Moist Critical or whatever, and this is his comic run and everything, because I guess YouTubers are making comics now. And he decided to make a comic called God Slap, and I decided we should listen. He'd been talking about it for a while. I figured it'd be interesting to read the first volume at least. Mm-hmm. So
It was definitely interesting.
Yeah.
I ordered it online, so it just didn't come in the mail, so...
Didn't
get a chance to read it.
I don't know. Like,
you're gonna love it.
Yeah,
I'm sure I will.
It's a quick, like as Clarence said before in the group, like it's a quick read. Like it's an action comic. It's based around. It's kind of like because he, I guess
you got lore.
What Moist Critical likes to watch, like the fucking Slap League.
Oh, okay.
And that's where God Slap comes from. He's heavily watches it and everything, so we kind of implement that into the comic book and stuff. So that's where it's based around.
That's cool, actually.
Yeah. So like that's where it comes. God, like everyone, all the characters in the book slap in different ways and everything. That's where their powers and stuff come from, and stuff. So yeah,
it sounds neat. What did you guys think of it?
I thought it was fine. Like it wasn't god awful. It wasn't Monarch.
God,
like yeah.
Hey, don't shit on a real writer while we're talking about Moist Critical.
No, who said? I didn't say he wrote it.
He didn't write it.
Yeah, he just
created it along four other people.
You see, his finger was on the trigger.
Well,
so
don't trash Rodney Barnes just for anything associated with Moist Critical.
But more Monarch.
Ever.
the comic really was a fast, loose, and action packed.
Yeah.
If you're just looking for that, you know, pick it up. You know, you'll be done before you know it.
Yeah, exactly.
But I personally didn't see anything beyond that. It art is nice.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as like story elements go, you shouldn't be reading it for that.
Yeah, like it's not the, like it's not as you're looking for deep something like complex and everything. Like no, if you're looking for rememberable characters, nah. Like it's just like it's really pretty, especially with the gore, like the slap scenes and stuff when people explode and everything.
The only color in this entire book is anything that's red.
Yeah.
So it amplifies the goriness of the slaps.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not big into that. It just it reminds me of those like overly like brutal Frank comics Miller. back in the day.
Yeah,
not Berserkers. My cup of tea. And the main part that took me out is when Buddy flicked through the CCTV, the people on the other side of the screen fucking melted.
Yeah,
I chuckled out loud.
I honestly that brought me in. I'm like, oh, we're that kind of thing. I'm like, okay, cool. That's funny. Yeah, but like I found it was okay. I did not as like I definitely not as hype, but like I feel like it wasn't like god awful either. Like I feel like, and like you said, anyone who likes an action comic and stuff who wants a quick read should read it. It's pretty decent. Yeah.
All so right.
Like I was, don't get me wrong, I was expecting a stinker. I was expecting like just utter trash. And
I still want it to be bad.
Yeah, of course.
I don't even know why.
Because you think like you can't do.
Just hating.
What I do? Yeah,
no,
just
I'm just hating.
You just
all.
He's
That's
a
all.
Fucking hater. But yeah.
But things you can't hate on.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. But onto our recommends. Finally, some Marvel in here. Okay. Time to put the fucking cape on. This was in the recommends, but we're talking about Clobber in Time number 2.
Woo woo.
Really, really, really enjoying the post-Americana guys. Their style. They understand these characters in a way where it's like it can just be fun. It's great. It's pretty well done. I'm having a great time. I thought it was just going to be the Hulk and the Thing. But if it's a rose gallery of the tough guys table, the Yancey Street cards table, I'm 100% in on that.
Like I said, as long as it's a different person every time, and I guess I was right. Next book is Doctor Strange.
That's going to be a good one.
It's just fun. Yeah, like it's just like, and like you said, like they really stick. They know how to write these characters. They understand these characters because I believe that's been, and everyone who's acting, like they act with one another as you expect or like been wanting to see and stuff. And yeah, I just love it. Like, and don't get me wrong, like I don't really care too much about this like overarching plot, like especially with the Watcher. I don't know what's going on with him. Something's going on. I don't know. Like I've noticed like his costume changed.
That man's
like
chilling.
I guess.
Yeah, but he's like all war torn and
like he has tattoos on his face. He's got a gun.
Reckoning War. He was ousted. He got. Don't you remember Reckoning War? The great comic Reckoning War.
I feel like where this is going is. I feel like where this is going is like a future where superheroes like fuck everything up and there's probably some great superhero war that like caused an apocalypse and the Watcher is like this like war torn like I guess like
when
soldier
when you said that I thought like okay a great superhero war. I thought, okay, Civil War, and they create a apocalypse. I'm like, then Apocalypse shows up. Like, I'm back.
Yeah, like, and then like, it's like the thing that I found funny was that this guy had like all the tattoos of all the superhero groups.
Yeah,
like, the, I had the Infinity Gauntlet.
I wanted to mention like the villain of this, like that we finally revealed. Like, he's some weird fan, like super incel fan.
Yeah. I hope that he is a like this is the, I hope this ties to the MCU and he just some war opened up because of the fucking amount of Marvel movies and this is just some fanboy that had all the tattoos.
Oh my god! He started with hating She-Hulk and then he went to see
once he finally woke up, he realized it was all trash. So he started his journey through space and time
to stop it from ever happening. No, you need to stop it now.
And only the things, I mean, that's not a part of the MCU, stopped him. Thing in the X-Men.
I really am enjoying this. I can't wait to see the next issue and the one after that. I need to know who's after Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to it. I personally did not get far enough before this broadcast to read
the ballad
of the fucking Dominion. It's a lot. It's a lot of content. I never should have stopped reading it. You were right. Because goddamn, everything needs its time to breathe, and I just did not have the time.
This was not
for
the time.
Sins of Sinister as a whole crescendoed so fucking high. Every time I thought that there was just they can't go any crazier than this, you can't get crazier than this, and then they do something else.
They just do it.
You can't get crazier than this.
Just casually, they just did it.
They just walked over it.
I love how Mother Righteous is like this. The way she talks is like a ninth grade posh British girl.
Or like magic.
But mother, how must I repent? Here they go talking about this bloody repenting bullshit, didn't it? I'm like, come on. Did it? Follow her. She don't love you.
She's been fantastic since she was first introduced in the Legion of X, that book that they had with Nightcrawler and Legion. She was first introduced there, and she's been great ever since she came in. The fact that this all kinds of like it's crazy that there's so many little like Easter eggs in here that trades back all the way to the original Bible, the X of Swords the X of Swords. There are like talks about the Dominion. There were like in those white pages, there's all this information that just fucking like leads to this. And the long storytelling in this fucking franchise has been a thing to behold. And this is the pinnacle. This was the end where the Bible went to.
Bro,
it has been great.
I honestly feel bad for Sinister. I feel bad for him. Think about it.
He got what he deserved.
He did all of this, and he got to survive for 1,000 years through a different timeline. He did everything that he did just to figure out that he's not that guy.
He's not that guy.
Just to figure out that he's not that guy.
At the end of it.
Oh, no.
You know what? I'm getting the hint of that because I'm at the point where, you know, he literally just freed Rasputin and they're about to go save the universe.
Rasputin.
It's like, he's not that guy. Like, he's not, like, he's like, damn, I had time to think on this. I get it. It's like a rash impulse decision that you make in the time. Instead of sticking to your discipline, you're like, I'm going to do this. And then you're like, fuck, I shouldn't have done this.
I fucked up.
And now he's got 1,000 years to sit it out.
Yeah.
He isn't him. And that, I'm like, oh, shit, that's actually a really good character thing for him.
Yeah.
I realized like by the time I got on Brotherhood of Mutants 2, like, I'm just not gonna be done by this podcast. But goddamn, everything I'm getting to that. No, they can't do crazier than that. And they are literally have been getting there.
Yeah.
For me, I'm starting that ramp up. It's the craziest thing.
Yeah.
It's really well done so far. I can't wait to get
going. I love Destiny.
Yeah. Destiny is even
she's
though
that bitch. She's that girl.
Yeah. Destiny has a great showing here. Storm just goes ungodly levels. If you didn't think Storm,
the mother goddess.
Storm is probably the best that she's been written. I don't know. I really like the Storm, man.
I know his name now. Ironfire, that dude is that guy.
All the little, all the Nightcrawler like descendees, the whole arc that they're going with the religious zealots, and the way that they're tying all this, turning it into like a fucking, this is also like 40K, like Warhammer 40K fan fiction.
It slithers into everything.
Holy shit.
It is a space opera of highest proportions. I cannot wait for the omnibus. It's...
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Dude, if you're reading Marvel Comics and you're not reading X-Men, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Just what are you doing?
You probably have a life, but that's cool too. But if you have some time, this is dope shit, actually.
Like, take your time. like it's, there's so much now, like, you don't, just like with, like, when people actually read One Piece or whatever, just like, there's no rush. Just start and pick at it bit by bit.
And okay. It'll pay off.
But you know?
The difference is they'll reboot X-Men eventually and start all over.
I mean,
they're never going to reboot X-Men.
I mean, the way they're souping this shit up, I don't think
they can.
You need to. Yeah. Why would you need to?
Exactly.
Everything present is enough to eat off of for years. You can pick any point.
Guess what?
Time.
Guess what? We'll find out in August.
We sure will, won't we?
Yeah.
Because, boy, if they're talented at coming up with this shit, imagine how talented you'd have to be to come up with the turn.
Bro, what do you think she's going to do? What do you think she's going to do? She's got the reliquary.
I don't know. I'm excited though. I don't know what she's gonna do, what Moya's gonna do. I don't know.
Think Destiny knows? I think she knows.
Yeah. She has to. But yeah. Maybe. The one thing that this book also did at the end, and this isn't a gigantic spoiler.
Don't be speaking in codes now.
Rasputin is now 616 canon. So that is one of the things that comes back from this book. And
Mother Righteous, do you think she still has all those relics? She still has them all.
She's still
No one's stepping to her.
I'm relatively hipped in on her. You know what she wants them for. So once you get that, somehow I imagine she wouldn't be interested.
You know, full spoiler, she succeeded.
Oh okay. Well, she wanted to I'm not far enough yet. I don't know. I was just going to say, if what she wanted was, you know, the continuation of Sinister, even if you had all the items, what reason would you have to go further if you have accomplished what you were trying to do? But I guess that'll be answered for me when I get
there. Yeah, we'll get that.
Yeah, eventually. And also it'll keep going. Mother Righteous is being shaped off to be made possibly the next big bad, so.
Well, shit.
I'm excited.
That's
so.
Just terrific. She's awesome.
Yeah.
Shit, I'm here for
High marks again for another X-Men event.
To everybody, truly, whoever's involved, who's ever touched this thing in any way, I could tell there's just love at every level. I was not expecting the Nightcrawler shit to go that deep.
I mean,
just using him, his optimism, it's all over these creatures, and it guides them and makes them different somehow. It's really great stuff.
Yeah.
If you're a fan of this stuff at all, really cool.
Yeah.
But if anyone didn't have any closing remarks, I guess that's it for comic book reviews, and that is it for another episode of the Thirsty Nerds Podcast. Please turn back in for our review of Guardians of the Galaxy 3. Why did I forget that name?
I don't know. It's so easy.
Shut up.
Thank you guys for tuning in. If you like what you've seen here, please like and subscribe. Follow us. We are everywhere. Leave a comment.
Are you ready for the era of terrible TV and movies?
Are you ready for the AI to be writing all of our content into the future?
Remember when you said it wasn't going to happen?
Yeah, it is happening.
It is happening. Because, you know, they have no choice now. They don't got no writers.
This is a simulation.
They have a choice. They have a choice.
This is a simulation. No. It already happened.
Soon they'll be writing this show. All right?
Yeah.
100%.
Of course.
We will see you all next time. Thank you for tuning in to the Thirsty Nerds Podcast.
Yeah, make sure to follow us on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, at Thirsty Nerds and everything. You can follow everyone at Sumo at Arab Sumo, Clarence at Stooge Prime on Twitter.
That's right.
Me at King Creates X, all K's no C's on Instagram, TikTok, or, you know, that's it. And just one on
Instagram and Twitter as _Uno.
Just _Uno.
Don't you manhandle us like that? Don't you manhandle us? Don't you try and wrangle us in? All right, go on.
But that's it. All right. Peace out, nerds. See ya.